Can I help you, sir? You rang the bell. I came to help. Yes, I know you only turned your back to the desk for a moment. You were just taking in the room. All blacks and reds and so quiet. Except for the clock. Old thing, the madam of the establishment has something for antiques. Ironic, really. But you're here for a reason. Were you referred by a friend? We get most of our business through word of mouth. It's how we like to remain a somewhat exclusive club. One of the old flyers. You found it at an archive in a museum. I must admit, I haven't heard that one before. But there's something to it. The last time we tried marketing by flyer must have been, 90, maybe even 100 years ago. Oh, sweetie, you already know we've been around for a long time. Comes with the territory. But you're not here to chat about our long and sordid past. We're here to talk about your future. Here, our contract. Lifetime membership, free drinks, and the services of a girl of your choosing, once a night. All at the low, low cost of sustaining her from week to week. Might I have the flyer? Thank you. Oh yes, I remember these. Not a bad idea, but a little too loud, a little too body for us. How could I remember them? Oh, I see. You don't think it's real. The house of the Velvet Red. You took us for a fetish club. I'll try not to be offended. But if you came here, it was because you wanted to satisfy that urge. To find someone to perform some kink. Or does part of you believe and wanted its curiosity satisfied? A little of column A, a little of column B. I like that. It's a quite charming way of looking at it. All right, sweetie. We'll forget the contract for now, and I'll give you a trial run and prove that we're for real. Down the hall on the left, third door on your right. Make yourself comfortable. Have a drink if it'll calm your nerves. I'll be with you shortly. Enjoying yourself? Oh. Sorry, didn't mean to frighten you. Looks like you found the wine. It's a good year. Check the label. Too old to still be any good? Well, sweetie, things don't age here. Not like you'd understand. False labels make up for pale skin. Old lacy dresses, corsets, and red contact lenses. Yes, I suppose it could all be faked to provide a certain experience. But how did that flyer get into the museum, and why did it look so authentically old? And what if we were some sort of elaborate Baudelaire whorehouse with a niche vampire theme? How could we survive on so little business? How could the receptionist find the time to go to a private room with you, free of charge, leaving the front desk unattended? Questions, questions. But as far as for that last one, a morsel like you, how could I say no? Besides, we make most of our business on repeat customers and hypnotizing the tax man. Now, sit yourself down on the bed and let me massage your doubts. I assume that if you came here under the assumption that this is all play and that vampires aren't real, then you were expecting a good time regardless. Of course you were. Ah, there it is. Your eyes take in alabaster, chalky white curves, contoured by red and black lingerie, framed by my web of raven hair. And your mind becomes so weak. Why? At this point, you're putty in my hands. I think now would be the time for a cocky note about how easy men are. But that's not fair. How else are you supposed to respond? Was this the best case scenario, sweetie? Finding yourself on a comfortable satin bed, a beautiful woman perched over you, looking like the creatures of the night you fetishized, ready to straddle you. Well, allow me to throw a wrench in the works. Hold on. Hold still. Don't struggle. The fangs are very, very real, sweetie. And I don't think I could have faked them, extending them like that. Nor the black and red glowing eyes. Nor the pointed ears. So, are you still happy to pretend this is all a fantasy? I'm stronger than you. So you can stop trying to get away. Good. Good boy. Now, if you're ready to act like an adult, let me reproposition you. This is me. This is my true form. That playful shape you saw at the reception desk. A muted display as to not scare newcomers off. Now, you know. You know we're real. So if I take my hand off your mouth, I expect an answer. Do you still want me? Good. Good. Now, while I'm happy to fuck a handsome specimen like you, our price isn't money. What I want is inside you. I can hear it, smell it, pumping through you so fast and so warm, all fear mixed with growing excitement. You need to make a decision quickly before I lose my control. You can back out now. I'll take your memories of this place and send you on your way. You'll never come back. You'll never see me again. This will be a distant dream. Or, I feed. I take your blood as payment to fulfill the fantasy you came looking for. And we make love in the moonlight's glow. I was hoping you'd say that. Don't think I could have taken no for an answer. You just smell too good. I'm going to let your arms and legs go. I'll lie on top of you. Make this nice and comfortable for you. That's it, baby. Shoes off. Get rid of that coat. It'll only get in the way. My saliva will numb the area, make it feel good. Tell me you want it. Tell me I can have your blood. Thank you, darling. Oh, Is it good for you? I've always been a messy eater. Get all over my mouth, fingers. Oh, look at that face. The bliss, the awe. You never thought this happened to you, did you? You never thought you'd be so lucky. Well, it's okay, sweetie. It's happening, and I'm going to make all your fantasies come true. Yes, you can taste yourself. I can tell how eager it's making you, with where I'm straddling you. Don't worry, I'll leave you enough blood to keep the engine running. You want me to do the other side? Okay, baby, crane your neck over. You taste like a dream, sweetie. I couldn't describe it. It's not just like drinking blood. It's like I'm connected with you. Like I can feel everything you feel. Like I get a shadow of your memories, of your mind, flowing through me. I can feel your desires. Your hopes, your fears. They're just flashes, just glimpses of your soul. But it gives me quite the impression. I think you needed this. Something like this, even more than I did. I'll take a bit more. Just enough to make you feel a little lightheaded. More fun that way. You're okay. You're okay. Just lie back. Keep yourself happy and calm. You're safe with me. I've had more than enough. How does it feel being prey? A little woozy. You're funny. I like that. Here, let me put a pillow under your head. There we go. I might have overdone it a little. If you want to stop, go to sleep, that's fine. You can stay here until morning. Oh, but I can see by that lovely shape in your pants, there's still enough in you to get hard for me. Shall I take that as a sign you want to go ahead? Don't worry, I'll do all the work. You've done more than enough for me. Just lie back and relax. Time to put this mouth of mine to a different kind of sucking. No, you didn't hear any clumsy wordplay. You're just delirious from blood loss. You know, I'd think people would be more cautious about letting a vampire near their blood-filled cock. But most almost seem encouraged. Almost like you enjoy the sense of threat. The feeling of risk. And my oh my, you're fit to burst. Which is admirable, all things considered. Tingling, warm, so young and inexperienced. Oh, sweetie, don't take that the wrong way. Any man's going to be inexperienced in my hands. Trust me, this is going to be utterly sublime. Oh, those little moans. That touch of bliss in your voice. That's it, man thing. Let it wash over you. While I wash over you. Warm, wet flesh. Your treat. Covered in such lovely scents. Sweat and stink. A human woman might not appreciate it. But you are ripe to me, bursting with the stench of life. I am a predator. We were made to hunt you. To smell you a mile off and to be addicted to the scent. You can't imagine what it's like to even be in the same room as you. It makes me feel so hungry. I'm going to fuck you, sweetie, within an inch of your short little life. Oh, sweetie, I know you want it. And I'm gonna give it to you. Just not straight away. Oh, baby, I know I'm teasing you. I know you can feel my slick, wet pussy lips sliding up and down your cock. So achingly close, yet so far away. Why, it's just not fair. My hole's right there, so warm and ready for you. So needing to be filled in your cock is so up to the task. Especially after my mouth's already teased you to the edge. But think of it from my point of view. I've been around for so very long and had so many men. I learned to take my time and I've learned to make every second count. Maybe running my fingers along your pre-slicked cock while it's pinned, leaking to your belly. Maybe you'll appreciate that. Appreciate that being held to the edge and denied for just the right amount of time can make that release so much sweeter. Maybe you'll learn what it's like to live forever. Only for a moment. Still holding on. Don't tell me you're trying to impress me after my little spiel. Don't worry, sweetie. The bounce of my cunny along your cock. The rock of my hips. The slap of my thighs and my tight, pale ass. They'll work that stubborn cock of yours to the breaking point, and even further beyond. Now, look into my eyes. That's it. Roll with me. Give in. Give up. Let your sweet vampire girl fuck your mind out through your cock. Let those hazy eyes drift back into your head. Let my warm cunt squeeze you to release. Milk you dry. I've had your blood, and now I'll have your cum. Your cum. Your potent human cum. Blasting my undead walls with white. Oh, never gets old. It never gets old. Just how much young men squirm and buck and moan. Just how much you thrash under me when they're on the edge. Go on, sweetie. You've been teased into madness already. Do it. Blow yourself inside me. Wreck my vampire cunny. Human? Human? Are you? Oh, thank God. I thought I'd gone too far there. You passed out. Blood loss. It's just that when you came, I got overexcited and I wanted more of you. You just tasted so divine, and I was so close from how heady you make me. I thought I'd killed you for a moment. To be honest, I think it just made you come harder. I don't know what it is that's going on in your head, but you're a strange one. A very strange one. No, no, you dolt. I didn't accidentally turn you. It's not that simple. You're far too steeped in cliches about my kind. You'll want to watch that. It could get you killed. You're not as all friendly as I am. Some of the other girls might not have stopped out of the fear of hurting you. Some might have been encouraged by it. Vampires are baroque, and some are from quite savage times. Not all know how to place value on a human life. As a peasant girl from jolly old England, I do. I talk funny. As in, I sound posh or old-fashioned. Sweetie, I was born in the 1400s. I've had to relearn English 5 times. It's changed so much. If I sounded anything but ancient, that would have been strange. And that's hardly the thing you should be focusing on here. I'm not... That actually caught me off guard. You know, sweetie, I'm still technically a prostitute. Maybe you shouldn't take all the niceties I say as me taking a shine to you. I fucked you because you tasted nice, and because I want you to come back. Not because you're handsome or so charming as you'd believe. No, I didn't say you aren't handsome. And well, of charm, I have yet to be convinced. Give it some time, sweetie. Maybe you can bring me around. Until then, stay with me until morning. You can sign our contract, leave as the sun rises, and come back to me when it sets. No, you don't have to give me any more blood. Not for a while. I'm plenty fed and you look pale enough already. I'll simply enjoy your company, and I'm sure you'll enjoy mine. Now rest, my dear. In these shadows, you're all mine, and that's the sweetest thing you can be.